Pastor Reverend Dr. Jacob Williams of the First United Methodist Church in Valparaiso led the discussions about Dr. King's letter from a Birmingham jail. In it, Dr. King tells the clergy that oppose his visit why he feels compelled to act.
I cannot sit idly by in Atlanta and not be concerned about what happens in Birmingham. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
In another passage, Dr. King takes the white clergy to task for opposing his efforts to stop racism in Birmingham. Pastor Williams.
That the Negro great stumbling block in his stride towards freedom is not the white citizen's counselor or the KKK planner, but the white moderate, who is more devoted to order than to justice.
The audience at the Pines Village Retirement Home in Valparaiso then reflect on how race has impacted their lives with good and bad experiences.
50 years ago, in 1968, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, I started teaching on the south side of Chicago, 47th State Street in the Robert Taylor. There were 96 teachers in that school, and three of us were white, and the whole population of the school was black. But the good point in it is that I became very good friends with many, many people of color. So there is a good point that your people were wonderful to me, and, you know, I've always tried to live up to that.
And we are grandmothers, great-grandmothers. We have a responsibility, ladies, because in our generations when we were young, there were a lot of us who were very, very, and unfortunately, we were given a poison from our parents, and that poison was racism. And we've got to get rid of that when we get older, because I still hear people saying, well, you know, they were black. Women, here. We have a responsibility to God to change that in our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Anything else, you've got to say something. That's part of your responsibility. Pardon me.
Thank you so much.
Pastor Williams says he is encouraged by the discussion because there was a time when people would not be so open about discussions on race.
Because we're talking about a generation that's older than myself, my father's generation, and for them to say what they had to say as it relates to racial inclusiveness was great. And I appreciated that because I know they come from another generation where they would not be able to say this years ago.
I have almost reached the regrettable conclusion that the Negro's great stumbling block in his stride toward freedom is not the white citizen's counselor or the Ku Klux Klanner, but the white moderate who is more devoted to order than to justice.
In Valparaiso, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.